Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome to the Burnout Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this is the media production element behind MassCom 484 Media Foundry. Robert Milazzo challenged us to work on our own productions during this semester. These productions include Eric Wilson's narrative Within, Amina Dawson's documentary Star, and Ash Sigdell's narrative Burnout. This podcast will take a deep dive into the production of Burnout by sitting down with different people who worked on the project. This series will be a 6-episode series, each focused on a different position involved for the Burnout production. For this episode, we're sitting down with our acting lead, Abby. Abby portrays the character Logan, who works in a cubicle in a boring office. Abby is roommates with Ash and has been very close friends for many years. Ash reached out to them about starring in a short film and they were very interested. Abby is also very musically inclined while being in multiple different musical projects. Some of these musical projects are with Encore, who does the soundtrack to this production. In this episode, we talk about their experience of acting in a short film, their musical endeavors, and more about this production.
All right, we're here with Abby, and we're going to talk about the production of Burnout. So, Abby, you can go ahead and introduce yourself, where you're from, and your position on this production.
Hi, I'm Abby. I'm from the same hometown as Ash. We both came down to Richmond from Nova in 2017 for VCU, and I am playing the lead role, Logan.
Nice. How did you get in touch with this production? I know you mentioned you know Ash from growing up, but what was it like Ash coming towards you and wanting you specifically to get involved in this project as the lead role?
I always feel so grateful for any kind of like opportunity to be in like a project like this. I love collaborating with people and making art and like kind of like getting into like a bunch of, you know, different ways of different forms of like artistic expression. I'm gonna be honest, Ash approaches me a lot and says, do you want to do this thing with me? But specifically this project, I was really excited about because it was going to be a huge undertaking. As challenging as it is, it feels really rewarding to commit so much to something, because you know it's going to come out and it's going to be really cool and you're going to be so glad that you did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that experience of just working on something and then seeing it all come together at the end is really worth it. So do you have any like inspirations that you kind of took into this production, whether it be like for your character or just in general as like being a character?
Yeah, so I know we've all been talking about Fight Club being a huge contributor to the kind of general vibe and like the themes, the tones. I think also just I've been working in an office. I've been working in offices for several years now at this point. And depending on what your headspace is like, it can really start to grind into you. If you don't really have a lot of things that are kind of like filling your life with meaning and vibrancy outside of the work that you're doing and the things that are being demanded of you that you don't have a personal investment in a place where you're feeling undervalued already, it's spiritually draining. So I think, you know, it's not like that in my life right now. But it was an energy and like a memory that I could sort of channel into my performance and how I understand this character and wanted to portray them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at this point in production, we've gotten all of our main shooting days done. We're pretty much going to start shifting more towards post-production. Was there anything in specific in this process so far for you that was the biggest challenge, and what would that be?
Just the sheer amount of like time commitment for the production of this. Being the lead role is, you're gonna be there for most, if not all, in this case, all of the shooting days, participating in many of those scenes. It is pretty demanding on your time and on your energy. Like even just after this last weekend of filming, I'm like, you know, it was a lot of time during October, which, you know, is, you know, Halloween month, my birthday and stuff, and like so the morning after my awesome birthday party, I was up at like 8 a.m. so I could go get buried in a garden.
Yeah, it definitely has been like such a busy last month alone, just to like try and coordinate production, trying to like figure out who's going to be on what, because certain people can't make it. It is for sure such a like commitment with time, but on like a collaboration basis though, around with everyone, the actors, all the people working on it. Yeah, it's really like it's been a challenge for sure. And when you look back at this process, is there anything in particular that you would like look back at and say, this is probably my favorite part of working on Burnout?
As grueling as the shoots can be, it is also just hanging out with a bunch of people, you know, working on something together. I sort of like the loose structure, you know, kind of the green room chat and just hanging out, and also knowing a lot of the people who are involved in this and getting to know the people that I didn't know. It's a great interpersonal experience. It's been a lot of fun, and it really makes it worth it for all the time and stuff. You know, I get to hang out with friends for a good long while. I also think it's really fun to execute scenes where something visually like unusual is happening, like the surreal scenes that like are supposed to evoke like discomfort. I love that. I love because I feel like there's few things that I wouldn't do in like, of course, in like a safe environment to you know, portray bizarre stuff going on. So that, you know, how often do you get to, you know, drink curdled milk on camera?
Yeah, and they do a great job of making it look convincing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's so many details, especially this past week, doing the office shoots. It was very interesting doing the garden shoots, but the office shoot was like, it was very cool doing it at the end, because in my mind, looking and reading through this whole script, it's like, oh, it's the main part where it takes place, or at least that's where I mainly think of it, because it's where most of the like inspiration comes from. But like finally like ending the shoot with these office scenes was very interesting, from kind of my standpoint of either doing sound or just like examining the set and just what we were capturing.
Witnessing the violence.
Yeah. So much. So with your time on this production, is there anything that you really want to achieve with this, and you think, yeah, I'm really glad I did this, and whether it's something small or something big that you want to carry on down the road?
I love the idea of having like this like cool piece of art that I can just show to people and be like, look what I did at this moment in time with these people. You know, I know that it's, you know, when we have the finished thing and we're all watching it, that's going to be a really special moment. But, you know, just getting to watch that and relive it anytime.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at like the overall production of this, do you think there's a position on this production that's been maybe underappreciated, or you think doesn't get enough credit? And this can be for any movie or for ours specifically, but it can be like, what's a role you think is like underappreciated, not really get its credit?
Anyone like not in front of the camera. Like that might be an obvious answer, because, you know, when you think about movies, you know, there's so many people involved, but everyone's, you know, always talking about the actors. and directors, but I still think directors, you know, they do so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone who's helping out and just like, you know, filling whatever roles need to be done. The person who, you know, walks to 7-Eleven to buy another gallon of milk.
Shout out Ryan and Ellie, Anna and Ellie.
Yeah, loading up the cars, unloading them, operating the mics and lights and cameras, everything, all of it. It's there's so much technical skill and knowledge that goes into being able to contribute each piece of this massive puzzle, and it all comes together, you know, and it just turns out great.
So let's get a little more into like you yourself as a person. So you're very into music. What sort of music projects are you part of in Richmond as of right now?
So I am a member of Rainbow Soul Food, which is the music collective with, you know, it's me, Encore, Kale, our buddy Hugo, and also there are a couple of extras, who we know through this group or are members of this group as well. There's Cameron and Drew. Everyone who's in that is like doing such interesting stuff on the side all the time, and I'm fortunate enough to with Encore have a offshoot project, Too Early Too Late. With Drew, we've been practicing a couple of covers with our other friend, and that one we're calling that The Clergyman.
That's sick.
Me and Cam are in this other band with our friend Jude that doesn't have a name yet, but we've been meeting for several months, and we've been just jamming and working on covers.
Nice. That seems like a lot of different music going on and going around. That's very cool, though. Like, always just working on that creative outlet can be so important. So if you have like, favorite, you would say, creative outlet that you gravitate towards the most, you would say, if there was one?
Honestly, visual art. Music is much, I think, a good bit newer for me, or like a little bit like, you know, yeah. I don't know. My home field, I think, is visual art. I like drawing, sculpture, photography, photo editing, animation, even. Yeah, I like to cast a wide net in the things that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely visual art can be a lot more appealing to certain people. To me, I'm not as very like a visual person. So to me, I'm very like audio guy, music, whatever type of audio it is. It really, really sticks out to me. When you look back at your role of Logan, how do you want people to perceive the role of Logan?
I've sort of been thinking of Logan a little bit as like a cautionary tale. Let this person be your foil. They're someone who's struggling really hard, and is sort of trapped by their circumstances. And sometimes it is that way, and sometimes it feels like it's that way, and that can change at any time. I think if you're starting to have violent fantasies about the people in your life, you probably need to take a step back and really evaluate some things. And I think that Logan's way of dealing with it is more of an escapist mentality. You know, the problems, as we see, they don't go away.
You're the lead in this production, but you're also on screen with Jared, who's played by Kale. What was it like working with Kale? Because I know you guys are in Rainbow Soul Food together. What was it like being on the screen with him and just like the interactions on screen and like filming?
I love working with Kale, and I've loved working with Kale this whole time. I mean, we only have done the filming together this past weekend, but it was so fun. Kale is just in a really great dude. He's so funny, and he's such a strong creative presence and actor and you know, improvisational comedian. He wears a lot of hats. Yeah, I got to just spend a couple of long days interacting with him in a very new way. We've been doing music together since 2018, but you know, that's always a really big group thing. This was a lot more like focused. I've never like filmed violence before. It was surreal for me to be like shoving and yanking my good friend around.
Yeah, especially on screen, like, yeah, that interaction, like, it's something you don't ever think of, and then like filming it for your roommate's senior capstone project, like, it's kind of comical at that point, and like, but it's also just like a whole different spectrum of that interaction with that person.
Yeah, and like the whole time I was like, how do I make this convincing but also like not hurt him? I think I did dig my thumb into his eye a little bit in one of the scenes, because I was just like unable to toe that line.
Yeah. Well, that's about all the time we have. Thank you so much, Abby. I appreciate it. Is there like anything lastly you want to say to people who are going to go watch Burnout? Like, what would you like to say to them?
The sinks that they have in the like break rooms at the temple buildings don't have garbage disposals in them.
That is good to know. Well, that's a great note to end on. Well, thank you so much again, Abby. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. The Burnout Podcast is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Network. While you're at it, go check out Bad Attitude, Common Talk, and Podline for more Revoice content. And go follow us on Instagram @Revoice Network. Thank you so much.